bullet for West Plains, and that makes it 8-6. These school play games can really go quick sometimes. Plus, you're only playing two. Here's the next serve. Deep middle, deflected wide, and out of bounds. The libero for Highland, Leah Worthington, got a hand on it, deflected it, but it deflected wide to the left and into the scorer's table. Next serve by Miley Adams. I can't take it out. That's the service winner in the middle of the floor. Miley circle for Highland went down to get the ball, but that one was too low to field. Miley Adams, another serve for West Plains. Highland will bump it back to the left side, right-hand shot into the net, and a point for West Plains. West Plains had two defenders there. Ashlyn Tinsley was right there for the block, and we go back to play. On the left side, long shot wide, out of bounds. And now, quickly, 12-6, and a timeout's going to be called by the Highland Rebels and Caitlin Perkins, head coach. And we'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Zizzer Volleyball Showdown on the Puck.
Local people helping local people. That's what Ozark Independent Living is all about. Ozark Independent Living helps the disabled, the elderly, Medicaid recipients, and disabled veterans remain in their homes independently. Do you know someone who needs help? Contact Ozark Independent Living today in West Plains, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
San Juan Arrows in West Plains, and now open in Mountain Home, is your go-to restaurant for company parties. San Juan Arrows is a muy bueno Mexican restaurant, and they now have a fajitas or taco bar for small or large parties for pickup or delivery. You want variety? They have it, with 8 different meats for your tacos to choose from. San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant in West Plains and Mountain Home is muy bueno.
The Zizzer Showdown continues right here on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Displayed reception of serve by Highland. Now West Plains with a serve long and out of bounds. And that will bring in a substitution for West Plains. They'll get Libby Welch into the match as Miley Adams will take a seat. Score is 13-7. Highland with the serve, trailing by 6. At the net, tipped back, West Plains plays it over on 1, and now at the net, there's a neutral ball popped high in the air on the Highland side, back to the near side, Welch gets it to the net, two-hander across, played by Highland, back across to West Plains. Welch pops it high in the air to the right side, right-handed shot by Ella Orr, now taken by West Plains, point will go to West Plains, that ball was lifted, evidently. So it's 14-7, West Plains. And it'll be Emma Wiedemann at the service line. Ball deflected wide on the reception, and they'll bump it across on 3, and West Plains with Welch back to the near side. Right hand shot blocked back and down, and that'll be a point for Highland. Good defensive play that time. Chloe Lewis, one of those with hands at the net, and got the block. 14-8. 8 serving, 14. West Plains plays it back off the serve. And now in the middle of the court, here's Carly Rogers for Highland. Left side, digs across, and it's a dugout, but it's going to be a point for Highland as Violet Hafer made a really good attempt to dig that ball out, but couldn't quite get to it. She was diving to her right. Short serve, near side, taken by Highland. They set to the left side of the court. Played across, but deflected out of bounds. And again, West Plains, ball in the middle of the court. Too big a gap between the front and the back, and they couldn't control out of bounds. So 12, serving 16. This one's going to go way out of bounds. Leah Worthington with the serve, but got too much ball there. And it's now 17, serving 12. Emma Wiedemann comes out of the lineup for West Plains. now the next serve. Back on one, misplayed, out of bounds. Josie Sprinkle had that ball get up on her, in her, and she was unable to control it, deflected it wide and out of bounds. 18 serving 12. Next serve is on the way by Lucy Hafer, played by Highland. Highland gets it across on two. Now Libby Welch sets it to the right side, down the middle for a winner. Nice set that time. And a winner by Ella Orr for West Plains. Very well done. 19 serving 12 in game one. Here's the next serve. Deep middle. Deflected mid-court and punched across by Carly Rogers. And that ball found the open court. That was just a desperation shot that just happened to find an open space in the back court for West Plains. Now it's 13 serving 19. We have teams today here in West Plains from Mount Vernon, Highland. Here's the next serve for the near side. Dinked across by Orr. Plate back, punched back, and that'll be out of bounds, and point goes to Highland. 14 serving 19. Who else we have? We have Salem here, Marshfield, New Covenant Academy, Liberty High School, Mountain View Birch Tree, Central, Mountain Grove, Blair Oak, Summersville, and Rolla. Short set right side, big hit, and that is a winner for the Zizzers as Miley Adams timed that one perfectly. And that ball left a vapor trail down the right sideline. 20-14. Violet Hafer with the service for West Plains. Near the net, dinked across, punched in the air. Libby Welch for West Plains, near side. Now played across on three. Highland will set to the middle. Dinked over, blocked back, taken by the Rebels. They'll play it back to the far left side. Right-hand shot, blocked in the air, goes under the net. Good effort by Jocelyn Denny, but that'll be a point for Highland. As they hang in the match here, 15 serving 20. Our next broadcast scheduled to be Mountain Grove against Rolla over on the adjacent court. Here's a big shot down the winner. Was it good? No, out. Just barely out. West Plains played that ball and set it really well, but it landed about a foot out of bounds. 16 serving 20. Here's the next service, and the Zizzers will receive. Here's a shot across, taken on the back line. And now Highland sets to the middle. Right-hand shot, deep on the back. And it's taken by Violet Hafer. Now on the other side, someone got in the net. Someone was in the net that time. And that will be a violation against West Plains. Josie Sprinkle has been at the service line for a lot of the success that Highland's had here in game one. 17 serving 20, she serves again. Deep middle, taken on a good defensive move by Violet Hafer, tipped across, popped high in the air. Highland will set to the middle and played across on three. West Plains keeps alive, and here's the shot. Great dig that time by Leah Worthington for Highland on the right side. They set for West Plains, played across, taken on the back to the left side. Right-hand shot, punched across on one by Lucy Hafer. In the middle of the court, ball deflected out of bounds, and Highland has stormed back now, and they're down by two. 18 serving 20 here in game one. Timeout West Plains with the score 2018 Zizzers. We're back in a minute on the Fox.
This is Jason Roberts with Westgate Realty. My family and I have lived in the Ozarks our entire lives, and it's a place that we love to call home. It's where our children went to school and now live and work. It's where our grandchildren now attend school. Real estate is not just a job to me. It's an opportunity to help others find their place here. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions of our lives, and it's a privilege to help clients do so. If you're looking to buy or ready to sell, give me a call at 417-464-8277 and let me help you.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and Fish Fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street in Mountain Grove.
The Scissor Showdown continues right here
on today's Hit Music, 96.9 The Fox.
All right, we come back. West Plains breaks service, and now they serve. They lead at 21-18. Shot from the left side, blocked by Highland at the net. They'll set to the middle, to the right, left side, and that's played into the net, and the point goes to West Plains. So it's a four-point game here in game number one. We're going to get another timeout, and we'll come back in a minute on the Fox.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated and back in shape. Champs Fitness can help you lose a few pounds or get ready for your next race, competition, or whatever you're challenging yourself with. Champs Fitness has three convenient locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence. All locations open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 417-331-0319 today and get your membership started.
Medicare and Medicare supplemental plans are evolving. That's where Darwin comes in. Darwin Scott Gaither at Gaither Insurance in Mountain View understands Medicare and will analyze your coverage to ensure that you have the coverage that you need. Open enrollment starts soon, so call 417-247-9177 to set up an appointment. Gaither Insurance also offers annuities and life and health insurance. Gaither Insurance, working hard to keep costs down for you.
The Scissor Showdown continues right here
on today's Hit Music, 96.9 The Fox.
Man, I tell you, these timeouts are getting shorter and shorter. We come back to it, 22-18, and a long point is underway right now. West Plains has possession on the right side, right-hand shot across court. Can't dig it out. Great, great rally that time by both teams. And West Plains comes away with the point there. Ella Orr, I believe, gets credit for that. 23, serving 18. Here's the next serve. Deep to the middle. They'll play it to the left side. Right-hand shot. Deflected. That'll go out of bounds off Miley Adams. And the point goes to Highland. That's one of those things, if you're sitting here and you see that play, you think, well, she probably should have let that one go. But it's an entirely different thing when you're down there and that ball is coming to your direction 100 miles an hour. Here's the ball dinked across two-hander, and that's going to be a winner in open court for West Plains as they took it at the net. Now we'll get a substitution. Emma Wiedemann will come back in. Now it's game point, 24-19. Emma serves for West Plains, looking for the win in game one. Set left side, dinked across, dug out, popped up, and now West Plains with Violet Hanker plays it over. Over on one, right-hand shot, back and down, and a winner down the right sideline. West Plains will get the win in game one by a score of 25-19. We'll take a two-minute timeout here, and game two coming up next between West Plains and Highland from the Zizzer Volleyball Showdown on the Fox.
Hometown Insurance in Mountain View can find coverage for all of your personal property, like your home and autos. With many different options to choose from and over 80 years of combined experience, you can be confident that you will have the best cost-effective coverage available. You can't buy experience and knowledge, but you can use it to your advantage by seeing Matt Wilbanks and staff at Hometown Insurance in Mountain View.
San Juan Arrows in West Plains, and now open in Mountain Home, is your go-to restaurant for company parties. San Juan Arrows is a muy bueno Mexican restaurant, and they now have a fajitas or taco bar for small or large parties for pickup or delivery. You want variety? They have it, with eight different meats for your tacos to choose from. San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant in West Plains and Mountain Home is muy bueno.
Local people helping local people. That's what Ozark Independent Living is all about. Ozark Independent Living helps the disabled, the elderly, Medicaid recipients, and disabled veterans remain in their homes independently. Do you know someone who needs help? Contact Ozark Independent Living today in West Plains, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
There are a lot of places you can buy appliances these days, and at Hawkins Home and Lawn, we want to be your first stop. We are locally owned and operated, which does matter. We service what we sell, and that matters too. Plus, we offer Price Match Plus, and that matters to your pocketbook. Stop in today at West Plains and in Mountain Grove stores, or shop online at HawkinsHomeandLawn.com, because Hawkins, you matter to us. Lawn.
Best brand, best service since 67.
This is Jason Roberts with Westgate Realty. My family and I have lived in the Ozarks our entire lives, and it's a place that we love to call home. It's where our children went to school and now live and work. It's where our grandchildren now attend school. Real estate is not just a job to me. It's an opportunity to help others find their place here. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions of our lives, and it's a privilege to help clients do so. If you're looking to buy or ready to sell, give me a call at 417-464-8277 and let me help you.
The Zizzer Showdown continues right here
on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Perfect timing, Dylan, as we get ready to start the second game between the Highland Rebels and the West Plains Zizzers in the opening matches. I say matches because we've got matches going on in the exhibit hall over here on the north side of the building. Looks like Marshfield is playing Liberty right now, and Mountain Grove, is that right? Mountain Grove will be playing Summersville. Ready to go with the second game of the two-game pool play match between West Plains, 3-3 on the year, and the Highland Rebels here, 1-6. First serve of game two goes into the net for West Plains. It'll be Highland to the service line. Rebels didn't play bad that first game. Coach Perkins was saying beforehand they've not had much luck so far, but they played pretty well, put on a nice comeback. Here's the serve by Highland at the net, played down with two hands by Miley Adams. And point West Plains, and that ties it up at 5-5. We start at 4-4. Violet Hafer will go to the service line for West Plains, and her knuckleball serve deflected wide out of bounds. That ball was hard to... That thing was really dancing as it came over the net. And Leah Worthington for Highland couldn't square it up. Six, serving five. Violet on the serve. And misplayed on the back line. Highland can't control that. And that'll make it 7-5. Down the left side on the serve for West Plains. He'll set to the middle. Right-hand shot blocked back and down. Good defensive play at the net that time for the Zizzers. By Jocelyn Denny. Good net defense that time for West Plains. They've been playing pretty well at the net thus far in this little play match. Here's a serve into the net. That's a point for the Highland Rebels, and they'll go back to the service line. And Josie Sprinkle, their, so far anyway, their best server will go to the line. On the back, taken by West Plains. Lucy Hafer to the far side, like that, Welch to the far side. Now on the near side, Highland sets to the middle, two-handed across, bumped in the air by the Zizzers. Near side shot is deflected long off the hands of Jocelyn Denny, and now played over the desperation move, but Highland can't keep it alive as it goes out of bounds, and West Plains gets the point. West Plains to serve with Miley Adams. Middle of the court to the near side. One-hand runner is fielded by West Plains, but they can't control it. It goes out of bounds. And the point goes back to the Rebels. Joe Beth Webb was the head coach at Highland for a long time. And now Caitlin Perkins has taken over that job for the Rebels. Here's the serve out, and we'll get some substitutions coming in. Emma Wiedemann will come in and take the serve. She approaches, and the ball is punched, but down to the floor. The ball is misplayed on the Highland side, and that makes it 11 serving 7. Next serve by Emma is taken by the Rebels. They misplay it again. They tried to get it from the back line to the front line, and that one kind of blew up. So it's 12-7. West Plains with the lead and the serve. Another knuckleball serve. Meet court to the left side. Right-hand shot's going to be long, out of bounds. Timeout, Highland, 13-7 in game two. West Plains with the lead. Back in a minute on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Medicare and Medicare supplemental plans are evolving. That's where Darwin comes in. Darwin Scott Gaither at Gaither Insurance in Mountain View understands Medicare and will analyze your coverage to ensure that you have the coverage that you need. Open enrollment starts soon, so call 417-247-9177 to set up an appointment. Gaither Insurance also offers annuities and life and health insurance. Gaither Insurance, working hard to keep costs down for you.
The Scissor Showdown continues right here
on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
14-7, West Plains has increased their lead, and now they have possession. They play it across, taken on the back line by Sprinkle. Blocked back and down defensively. Good play again at the net for West Plains. Ashlyn Tinsley and Lucy Hafer teamed up to get a block there, and they retain the. They get the point and hold on to the serve. 15-7. Sprinkle on the back line, ball at the net, and that's blocked back by West Plains, and Highland can't handle it, and so it'll be a point again as West Plains is starting to pull away, and you kind of get the feeling that, like, this one is going to really get away here. Here's the next serve by Emma Wiedemann. Sprinkle on the back for Highland, set to the middle, left side shot across, taken by Libby Welch for West Plains. They'll send it back across the court, and it's taken there by Jocelyn Denny. Played back, and now Highland misplays it and out of bounds. 17 serving 7. And when it starts rolling downhill like this, it's really hard to stop it sometimes. And right now, Highland down at 17 serves 7 of the Rebels. Long shot cross court, wide out of bounds by Carly Rogers. That makes it 18-7. They have time to actually set up for the next game, the way it's going. Emma with the next serve for the Scissors. Sprinkle on the back line, set to the middle, right-hand shot blocked back and down as Mia Oroz had her shot blocked back. And West Plains with a 19-7 lead. Highland receives the serve. Cross court set. Oh, nice shot. That's down and that's a winner as the Rebels with a good set that time for Miley Circle. Pounded that one. Cross court into the right corner for the point. 8 serving 19. The Rebels are in desperate need of a hot serve here. Here's the service. Libby Welch to the near side, and Tinsley gets it across to the far side of the net, and that's going to be a lift, and that's going to be a point, or she hit it twice. 20, serving eight. Jocelyn Denny will go back to the line. And she serves it. Highland misplay. Boy, that's no communication that time. It was fielded on the back cleanly and just popped up mid-court. Nobody went for the ball. 21 serving eight. Jocelyn Denny would like to serve out game number two. Here's her serve, short serve. They had to come up to take that cross court off the set by Carly Rogers, and the ball is down for a point. Didn't get a lot of it. She got enough to find the open spot. 21, serving 9. Near side, right-hand shot. That's going to be out of bounds. Violet Hafer, almost kind of a flat-footed shot. Tried to go cross-court, but that one was just a little bit lengthy. And now Highland serves again. They're down 10, serving 21. Tinsley plays it across. Now the net blocked back. Delaney Wahomey is in the lineup now for West Plains. Here's the ball tipped over. Now we'll bump it back. Ball at the net, blocked. Highland controls. They get it back. Welch on the near side. Violet Hafer shot, take it on the back line. Far side for Highland. Sprinkle plays it over, but she was in the net. That'll be a point for West Plains. So the server will be Libby Welch. And the Lady Zizzers are 3 points away from a win here in game number two. Here's the serve taken by Highland. They set left side. Sprinkle plays it across, and that's going to be a point for the Highland Rebels. Down the left side on the back line, West Plains couldn't adjust quickly enough. And so now 11 serving 22. Leah Worthington to serve for the Rebels. The libero serves it wide out of bounds. 23-11, West Plains. Substitutions, and Lucy Hafer will try to serve out game number two. West Plains won game one, 25-19. Here's the serve. Worthington on the back. They'll play it across on three. Really good save by Welch for West Plains. Near side, right-hand shot, cross-court. Violet Hafer played back on one. West Plains will set to the middle. Right-hand shot is down and a winner, or is it going to be in the net? Nope, it's going to be a point. I think maybe Highland had gotten to the net a little bit. So now game point, multi-game point, 24 serving 11. Lucy Hafer serves deep to the middle. To the right side, bumped back midcourt. Right hand misplayed in the net, and that'll be the game. And the final score is going to be West Plains 25 and Highland 11, winning game one over Highland 25-19. That's game one of our pool play, and our next broadcast will be over in the banquet area. And that's where the match between the Mountain Grove Panthers and the Rolla Bulldogs will be in just a little while. So, and again, with pool play, you never know how long matches are going to last. So we're just going to kind of play it by ear and see what happens. But our next one will be Mountain Grove against Rolla. And that's coming up here from the Zizzer Volleyball Showdown. And we'll come back with more in just a while here on the Fox.
It's the Zizzer Volleyball Showdown here on Today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox. Today's match is brought to you by Ozark Independent Living, The Grove Family Restaurant, Hometown Insurance, Champs Fitness, San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant, Gaither Independent Insurance, Westgate Realty Jason Roberts, and Mr. Dent Collision Repair.